USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in video footage appears to be struck by many munitions, causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. Ransomware hackers struck chipmaker NVIDIA last week. Their demand is NVIDIA's source code be released to them by today. If not obeyed, hackers will publicly release all silicone, graphics, and computer chipset files for its recent video card series. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A verdict is in from the officer charged in the botched police raid that resulted in the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was, the jury felt like you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot, you've got a right to defend yourself.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More Americans than ever are taking melatonin supplements to help them sleep, raising safety concerns. Melatonin can also come with adverse side effects, and some people may be ingesting more than they realize because the supplements are not strictly regulated. Studies have found that the actual contents of melatonin in supplements can be up to 478% higher than what's on the label. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Vladimir Putin's forces attacked Europe's largest nuclear power plant overnight with bombs, has all of Europe on edge. Rebecca Koffler is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency. She was on Fox News Friday morning to discuss Russia's attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
I don't believe Putin intended to cause a nuclear disaster here. But at the same time, Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. Why is that? It's because he has been preparing his playbook on his orders. Very sophisticated nuclear doctrine has been developed, according to which he's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment in the first use instance. What does it mean? It means that if he perceives that he's losing the conflict, he can demonstrate a nuclear strike in Europe. And the reason he's comfortable is because Russians have the capability with a low-yield nuclear warhead.
You shouldn't feel guilty for having a glass of wine every night, so long as you drink it with dinner, like the French. A study at Tulane University in New Orleans has found a glass with dinner, rather than on an empty stomach, could cut your risk of type 2 diabetes by 14%. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.